Maybe when you were a kid, you hated getting your report card.
Oh, yes.
Later today, 19 of the nation's largest banks are going to be getting their grades on the stress test administered by the federal government. The actual results won't be posted until May 4th, giving the banks a little room to contest any findings they might disagree with. With us now to talk about what the tests are likely to tell us, what the results will mean for the banks and for the economy, we're going to go to Eric Dash. He writes about banks for our partner, the New York Times. Hey, Eric.
Hi.
Good to hear from you. Listen, remind me, the stress tests, what are they going to tell regulators that they couldn't get just from looking at the books?
Right. Well, regulators look through the books all the time.
Uh-huh.
But the stress tests are taking sort of a new approach, a forward-looking view of the bank's financial condition going out 2 years. So they're going to see sort of financial landmines that are hidden sort of and may not be able to be seen, something like stuff like commercial real estate and other problems that may not be a problem today, but they may start going bad over the next 2 years. And they're going to project out what are the bank's losses and what are the bank's earnings potential and try to see sort of what kind of financial shape the banks are going to be in 2 years out.
Now, I was just going to say, now banks get their grades today, but today we get to know what's on the test. And you mentioned that they're looking at some of these different investments. What do you think we're going to hear today in terms of what was on that test? How much detail?
I think that we're going to get a sense of how the test was applied. What were some of the assumptions used about losses? What were some of the assumptions used? And some we already know because the government has told us. For example, they're using an unemployment assumption of a worst case of about 10.3%, you know, which is in line with what some economists say is sort of the current or normal case. So some people are wondering just how rigorous these tests are. And then what's going to happen is every, you know, junior trader and analyst on Wall Street is going to start plugging them into their models and trying to apply them to the banks to see who's valued fairly right now and who's not.
And when we talk about grades, are we talking pass-fail letter grades? Or is there going to be a more subtle sort of gradation?
I think the government's been very clear that no bank will fail because of the stress test, that these are systemically important institutions. But I think what's going to happen is that there are going to be winners and losers in the sense that some banks are going to need a lot more capital, some banks may need a little more capital, and some banks may not need capital at all and may be allowed to start repaying the government's TARP money. And boy, they can't be happier about giving it back.
They can't be. Eric, one of the concerns throughout this entire crisis in the beginning of the TARP was that a lot of the big banks were still successfully hiding the true size of their potential losses from mortgage-backed securities and bad real estate investments, that they're not counted as losses yet on the books because those mortgages haven't moved off the books and they haven't taken terrible losses on them. Do these stress tests that are coming out today and then into May 4th, do they tell us anything about lifting the cover off of whether the true losses are really being hidden? Will it give us any more sunlight on that?
Well, I think that's sort of the point of them. It's that,
yeah.
Look, right now it's hard to get a handle on sort of how deep these losses are. But if we take a forward-looking view and can project out into the future, we're going to start seeing some of the losses be realized. And the government is saying, banks, let's get a sense of how big your problems are now rather than kicking the can down the road.
Well, the idea from the start of this was to not reveal the results of the stress test because, like you said, it would pick winners and losers and could jeopardize confidence in some of the banks that were, quote, losers. Why the change in heart at Treasury?
You know, it's hard to say. I think part of it is that the market wanted it. I think part of it is that the nature of what it meant to be TARP-funded changed. And I think that Treasury had to react to the current political environment as well.
I'm wondering, how possible is it for banks not to reveal too much information about themselves? What exactly are we going to hear on May 4th when this information gets public?
Well, I think what we're going to start seeing over the next week or so, and we've already seen it because there's been a lot of faux reports about the stress test results, is that investors quickly coming to a decision. So I'm not quite sure what we'll hear on May on May 4th, but I think that investors will very quickly make a decision about which banks they think are strong, which banks they think are weak, and which banks may be a little bit in between.
All right. Eric Dash, I want to thank you for joining us.